Homelessness advocates are concerned over a federal government push to stop the funding of a nationwide affordable housing program. It comes as numbers from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare show the number of young Australians becoming homeless are increasing. The issue will be discussed at the Youth Homelessness Matters Day next month. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
The number of children in preschool, primary school and high school presenting to homelessness services has gone up 83% over the past 3 years. Members of the Council to Homeless Persons were shocked by what they found. Council spokesperson Lainey Harris says the numbers are concerning.
We had a look at the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare data that correlates how many people come to homelessness services each year. And what we found was that last year there were over 39,000 people enrolled in preschool, primary school and secondary school who were amongst those who came to homelessness services. So what that means is over 39,000 school kids needed homelessness help last financial year, and that number is growing. Over the previous 3 years, we've seen an over 80% jump in the number of students that need help from homelessness services in Australia.
She also says affordable housing is a big cause of homelessness.
Driving all homelessness is our rising housing crisis in Australia. So high rents in the private rental market combined with shortages in the public housing market mean that families are often pushed into dodgy accommodation like rooming houses, caravan parks, sometimes sleeping in their car and couch surfing, and they're all forms of homelessness. Those who are lucky enough to get into the private rental market, if they're on a low income, they're often finding that rent is swallowing up about 50% of their income, so they're living in poverty.
But homelessness doesn't mean all these families are living on the streets. Ms. Gary says young people in foster care are more likely to go through homelessness due to this housing crisis.
Young people leaving state care, out of home care, which could be foster care or residential care units, these are young people who are particularly vulnerable to homelessness. They can't live at home with their families for one reason or another. And so when they are in state care, they're able to stay there up until their 18th birthday. Once they reach 18, they're actually exited from care. And that's when we see those young people increasingly falling into homelessness. Around half of those young people who leave state care each year become homeless. It's really important that we focus on providing affordable housing pathways for those young people, whether it be into private rental or public housing.
On the 5th of April, the Youth Homelessness Matters Day will tackle how young homeless Australians are affected. The National Youth Coalition for Housing is organising it since 1990. Victorian representative for the National Youth Coalition for Housing, Ian Goh, says it's important for everyone to take action on the issue.
Youth Homelessness Matters Day is a national campaign and it focuses raising awareness about youth homelessness but also at young people at risk of homelessness. I guess it's a call out to everyone and it's really sort of trying to harness the community focus to get the community on board to drive policymakers to address youth homelessness. The focus is that youth homelessness matters and we want policymakers to understand that the community feels strongly that youth homelessness matters and that we should prevent it and end it. And, you know, in a country as wealthy as Australia, that it's not acceptable to have the level of youth homelessness that we do, which is about 26,000 young Australians at the last census.
Mr. Goh says it's critical to bring a national plan to tackle homelessness among young Australians. And the key point for the Youth Homelessness Matters Day is asking the government to commit on the issue.
The NYCH, National Youth Coalition of Housing, have been asking for a long time of the federal government, a national plan. And this year in our Youth Homelessness Matters Day key ask, if you like, our key campaign ask is that the federal government political leaders commit to a national plan to tackle homelessness amongst young Australians. And a national plan to end homelessness for young people would address those issues, would have those elements in there.
He also says the federal government implementing a uniform approach to homelessness will bring better outcomes instead of leaving it to the states and territories.
NYCH believe that the federal government need to show really clear leadership on youth homelessness. The NPAR is a very clear way that they can do that, and they can direct the states to respond in a particular way, but it's a national issue, not a state issue. And so any watering down or taking focus away from it being a really clear federal issue is concerning, because then it goes back to the states to, you know, maybe one state will operate differently around youth homelessness as another. And really, we think NICH thinks there's really clear practice principles and approaches that should be consistent through the country to get good outcomes for young people.
That report by Eduardo Jordan.